Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake, did you find Quinn?
Yeah, I got him on the hotline right now. Quinn from ThrowPlan.com.
So we met Quinn years ago, and Quinn, he's an enabler. He really is. he put out... There was a company that was offering plans, like you could buy the plans to build your own flamethrower, and because they didn't want to get involved in the legalities of selling flamethrowers.
Sure.
Quinn, on the other hand, jumped in with both feet and started to create and market a legal and consumer grade, right on the edge. I don't even know why you'd call it consumer grade. Nobody had ever done it before. A flamethrower that it was he had built. Used a scuba tank for the fuel, CO2 for the push, and had it valved off, everything incredibly safe, believe it or not, unless you were on the other end of the flame.
Sure.
But the operator, if you were smart and you took care of your stuff and you were, you know, you weren't a brain dead maroon, you can do it. Trust me, we did it. And we did it on a lot of drunk nights. And the first one was about a 30-foot, 40-foot shot. And it was really great, the 15. It was incredibly powerful. I mean, all you guys have seen how many actors, comedians, musicians have been on our Instagram shooting it.
Yes.
That thing traveled all over the place. It traveled to Sturgis. It made it onto TV shows. We took it around everywhere. That turned into the XL18, which is the mother of all flamethrowers. It is unbelievable. 3 gallons of gas in 6 seconds. 120 feet with a fireball that's every bit 10 feet. I'll bet you it's actually 10 feet wide. It's terrifying. Like every time I've shot it afterwards, I think there's no way this should be legal. Even I know you shouldn't be able to buy this online, but it's 100% legal, except for California. Go figure. And I think somewhere on the East Coast. A while back, I couldn't help but notice that they came out last year or the year before with the drone. The TF-19, 25-foot range on the flamethrower. It's, you know, they say agriculture, conservation.
Sure, say so many uses.
For me, it's just neighbor managing expectations. If they see you with a drone on your land flying around and occasionally it shoots fire, it says, let's go somewhere else. We shouldn't go fish his pond.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now there's a new thing, the Therminator. I just was in New York and I saw the DARPA dogs, D-A-R-P-A, the robotic dogs. You've seen the robots that are about 5.5, 6 feet tall that can do parkour, climb upstairs, do backflips. You've seen them all over YouTube. And it's a company that's developing these things that will be used in war security. I mean, no doubt. Now they have dogs. And I watched it. We walked right in off the Hudson and into this display. Nobody else realized it was there. It was a brand new thing. And the guy showed us everything. These animals could patrol. They could go back, reset their batteries, sit down and charge themselves. Then they could constantly scan. They knew if there was a heartbeat in the room. They could walk upstairs, downstairs. They understood going around objects. They could constantly patrol. And then this crazy bastard got a different version of that quadruped robot, made it affordable, and added a goddamn flamethrower to it.
internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Quinn, you crazy son of a bitch. What are you doing? This is never ending with you. This is the best thing you've done yet.
Good morning, Johnny. Yeah, the question is not why are you doing this? The question is why not, right?
You know? That's right. That's right. Anybody, and you always have those friends, why do you need a flamethrower? Dumbest question in the world. If you have to ask that, you're a stupid dick and I don't want to talk to you anymore. We can't be friends, right?
Limited imagination, exactly.
Yeah. Why do you need a flamethrower? Because I want to set it on fire and it's too far away, you goon. Like... It's the easiest, and it's the most fun. Like, the XL, we were talking about the 15 and the 18. The 18's absurd. Like, it's so much power, and it's so much fire, and it's so over the top for 6 seconds. It is the top fuel drag car of flamethrowers.
Yeah, that's definitely one of our most popular models, kind of designed for that military-style performance where you can fill it with napalm, and it'll shoot 110 feet maximum range, and it's just... incredibly spectacular.
It is. It really is. And listen, it's a crazy business you're in. You make flamethrowers. And I'm sure everybody told you at the beginning of this venture, what are you doing? What are the liabilities? What's going to happen? What did this? What did that? And you literally turned it into the largest flamethrower company in the world.
Yeah, we've been around since, 2015. So... yeah, over all these years and all these new product models, our imaginations keep spinning and pumping out cool stuff that you can enjoy.
We're gonna get to the dog, but and the Therminator, but let's go to the Wasp now. The TF-19 Wasp flamethrower drone, and that is that an octocopter? How many blades are on that? Because that's a heavyweight one. It's not like a smaller, what we know as a drone. This one will carry real weight to it.
Yeah, so that TF-19 is a flamethrower attachment for a drone,
okay.
One of those heavy lift drones.
Yeah.
So we just sell the attachment portion of that. But yeah, typically that would go on a Hexa or octocopter that can lift at least 10 pounds of payload.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, the idea of having a drone that'll shoot fire, it's just a fantastic thing. And I've seen it where they burned vines or stuff off of power lines, or they go up to a hornet's nest and they smoke that. But at the end, it really is just you have an airborne flamethrower, and it's terrifying to all those around you.
Yeah, it's surprisingly just the wide range of applications where you kind of make the product and then people show up and say, hey, I've got this weird use case. I think this would work. And it's something you would never imagine, but cool application.
Oh,
and
yes.
we've got a really fun video online to check out, the TF-19 flamethrower drone. You can see it in action there.
Well, I've got 30 acres, lovingly known as Disgraceland, as you know, and we've done a lot of flamethrower testing out there. Now, for a few years, it's been pretty good, but occasionally there'll be someone who comes on the land and hides a deer stand in a tree on the 30 acres, and I'll have to find it and take the stand. But it would be a lot more fun to just go eye level with somebody and just hover them with a flamethrower. Maybe give a little puff, just a couple. Maybe, I'm not saying set them on fire, but just a little pew, 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 so they understand, hey, you have brought a bow and arrow to a flamethrower fight.
A shot over the bow, a little warning flare.
Yeah. Yes. You looked cold in that tree, sir. I wanted to help you.
And sure.
I was just in New York over Christmas. Off the Hudson River, there is a building right by Little Island, and I walked in, and they had a temporary display of the DARPA. We went through the little museum where they showed the robots, the original 1, 2, 3, and then we went into the bigger room where they had the dogs, the ones we've all seen online on YouTube, the mechanical robot dogs that could walk upstairs, they could run, they could stand, they could scan, they'd know your heartbeat, they'd know where you were, they could communicate, you could run them, or they could be autonomous. And I mean, I'm in there for an hour, freaking out, just because I never thought I'd get to see it up close. And then I hit see that on Instagram, it comes down, you guys have made the Therminator. It is a quadruped robot dog with a flamethrower that, and it's a number, but it's less than $10,000. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely wild. And kind of the inspiration for it was our new ARC flamethrower platform, right? Yeah. So if you see that flamethrower that's like mounted on the dog's back, that's our ARC flamethrower, which is super versatile, small handheld unit that you can buy, you know, for $600. And it shoots 30 feet, a lot of fun, backpack attachment, yada, yada. But you can mount it to whatever you want. You can mount it to your gun. You can mount it to your robot dog. And so that's what we've done here with the Therminator. It's the ARC mounted to a quadruped robot dog.
So the robot dog, though, could theoretically, can it patrol? It can map, right? Like it's got a first-person view camera in the dog. So it's underneath, like where we say head, but it's kind of where the bottom jaw would be. And it's got 6 mile an hour, 1 hour battery, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mapping, navigation, and it won't walk straight into a tree. Is that right? Do you have some kind of an ability to keep it from falling off a cliff or?
Yeah, yeah. So you see in the nose of it, kind of the jaw, that's a LiDAR scanning device, basically. So that'll do the object mapping and then obstacle avoidance. So, right, you're heading towards a tree, it'll walk around it.
Yeah. And so can you, by the way, is there any kind of a vocal that you can send through this? Like, could I walk up on somebody and go, you need to leave now?
I think there is a feature where you can do a two-way radio communication where it has a speaker and a microphone. So you could do the same thing you would do with like a Ring doorbell, right?
Right. This is imperative that I own this. I sometimes I find people fishing for my catfish and I don't want them to. And I just want the dog to run up on them, maybe turn towards a pond, shoot a little flame, turn back to them. And at that point, I'd invite them to find another place to go.
It is a pretty cute dog, though. So maybe they'll be, you know, attracted by it.
Dude, but the thing will run, what, about 6 miles an hour?
Yeah, about 6 miles an hour is top speed. Again, it kind of depends, you know, how much fuel you've got on board and all that in the train. But yeah, it's pretty quick.
Dude, it's not lost to me. Like, you're so calm about this business you're in now. Like, you've done this for so long. What's going to get you excited again? Like, what's going to make you crazy again? Because you're building this insane stuff. You have robot dogs that shoot fire. You have flying objects, drones that can hover, go anywhere, first person view, and then shoot fire. You've created the highest blast flamethrower I've ever seen. Have you ever found another more powerful flamethrower than the 18?
The 18 is as big as it gets. I mean, but yeah, what keeps me excited is what's next, what's coming down the pipe next, and there's always exciting stuff coming.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is next? I mean, that's the, you know, god dang. Other than if you could, I kept thinking, what would I like to see? And one of them is I saw a dude with a really fantastic exhaust flamethrower on his Harley. Like, he hit the button and it shot fire straight out, and it was pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We get that's a great application for our new ARC flamethrower because it's so small and you can remotely fire it. People will rig them up into their exhaust systems, and at the push of a button on their dashboard, you know, they'll get 30-foot flames coming out, you know, their tailpipes.
Well, and it definitely helps the tailgaters.
Yeah.
The one thing I learned a long time ago is because we thought I have a Euro with a sidecar, is we took the flamethrower out of it, and you can't go very fast and shoot the flamethrower forward. You will run into the flame. Don't ask how I know. It was just a learning curve.
Just like spitting into the wind, right?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right, man.
You learn quickly.
Yeah, it's just insane. So how many of these dogs have you sold? I mean, they're $9,400, which is a real number, but it's not insurmountable. I've seen people, you know, I got drunk and ordered an $8,000 AC/DC pinball machine once.
Worth it, I'm sure.
Yeah. How many are you selling these? I mean, are they moving or is it just something to get attention?
Yeah. So I can't give you specific numbers, but I'm surprised as to the demand from both the public and, you know, government agencies.
And what are you seeing them used for?
Well, no one has them yet, right? So, you know, we just launched them, and then they'll be shipping here shortly. So, unknown.
Wow. I thought these had hit the market now. I thought they were available right this second, but they are pre-ordered. And when are they going to ship?
Next week, basically. Orders placed, you know, throughout this week. We'll end up shipping next week.
Mm. And you're going to get a call from every TV in the world. You're going to be a Good Morning America. The outrage will be insane. Now, do you want the outrage? Because to me, I think you want the outrage. I think you should. Yeah, if I was you, I would call in complaints on myself.
Someone do something to stop this madman.
Yeah. I mean, what's more fun than that? I mean, like, this man is crazy. He took our pet, our child's pet, and he turned it into a terrible weapon. People are like, I got to have it. It's immediately, I got to have it.
And we've been getting absolutely swamped with interview requests, you know, from Fox, CNN, you know, Inside Edition, et cetera. I essentially turn them all down, but I couldn't turn you down, Johnny.
Now look, I love you, Quinn. You kidding me? We got to be friends. I own almost all your products. I mean, and I genuinely opened up I have a secure area, and I opened up the lock, and I pulled it out, and I go, I want you to see this. I literally did it this weekend to one of my friends who had never seen it and only heard about it, and it was the 18, and he just lost his mind. He just couldn't even believe something like that existed.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, most people don't know that you can actually own a flamethrower. And that there's no restrictions. You know, it's like you go on our website, it's just like ordering something on Amazon. It'll show up a couple of days later. There's your credit card, you know, free shipping.
Yeah. And I don't care who you are. Fire is the great separator. I have another friend, Pinball Jeff, who has one and like one of the all electrics and like the Arc. And he will go out, he'll celebrate Chiefs wins and different varying holidays in his driveway because he's got a good long one in a neighborhood. And either a dude will come around and he can't wait to try it himself. A wife will get mad and make her husband come home, and that dude cannot be your friend anymore. Or somebody goes, why do you need that? And I'm like, dude, this is just the way you separate the people. It's very easy then. You don't have to be angry with somebody, but if somebody doesn't know why it's awesome, you're not going to want to be friends with them. It's not going to be fun with them. You'll never have anything in common.
Always be explaining yourself, right? Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, are you married or are you single? What are you?
I am not married, no.
Okay, so if you were to meet somebody and she goes, what is it? Like, she didn't get it? There's no way you could move forward with it.
How do you explain it exactly?
Yeah, no, like, if my girl will literally, if I hand it to her, she'll act like she's scared. But then she'll get that look, right? There's that look and that Beavis laugh that comes after you launch a flamethrower. That because it is something you have to do to experience.
And there's something so primitive about, you know, harnessing the power of fire, right? You know, right. Fire at the tip of your hands and a, you know, push of a button.
Yes. I get obsessed. Well, you know, I get obsessed with these things. I can't help myself. I think flamethrowers are maybe the greatest thing ever created. I think more people would be happier in their lives if they just had flamethrowers, ways to start bonfires, ways to just be an a-hole, and ways just to have fun and laugh like your head injury.
Really spices up 4th of July's, barbecues.
Where my girlfriend lives, I bought an old 1922 rental house. I bought it to be a rental, and over New Year's Eve, I pulled the flamethrower out on the property, shooting it straight up in the air, not endangering anybody. And even though it's legal, they went to pass a bylaw that specifically said flamethrowers after that New Year's Eve.
Did they name the regulation after you? Called like the Johnny.
You know what? I'm
gonna
find
restriction.
I'm gonna find out if those dicks did or they didn't. I'm gonna find out. And I don't want to cause trouble for her because she has to live there. But in my heart, I'm like, hey, listen, you can't stop me. Like, it's not illegal. Like, there's no laws on the books, which means, listen, I don't know how you expect to come and pry it from my fingers, but you know, I wonder how much trouble or pushback there is from because basically that's like an HOA, right?
Yeah, I wonder if there's, right, if they would get you with, like, the campfire restriction. It's like, oh, you can only have a ground fire that's, you know, this diameter. But if you're shooting a flamethrower up in the air, it's not on the ground. It's not a campfire.
See, these are the fights that I actually enjoy. these are the fun things. By the way, when the cops knocked on the door that 2 o'clock in the morning when that happened after New Year's Eve, I found that the first thing you do is walk out, you say hi, you say, I understand you're here. By the way, would you like to try it? And about half the time, they will grab it. I've had firemen grab it and shoot the flamethrower. We were at my buddy little daddy's house one time shooting it at night. Sirens go off. The neighbor called the fire department. The fire department comes rolling up. And once they saw what it was, I was like, you want to try it? And the guy's like, you bet your ass I do. Now we got firemen out in the backyard at 2 a.m. shooting it.
I'm sure they look forward to those calls from you. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, a flamethrower's out. Let's go check it out. Let's shoot it. This sounds awesome.
Who wouldn't? And then, this, you know, the Terminator robot dog. Like, we build huge Halloween get-togethers, right? Like, we put on a show. A couple thousand kids show up at my house. I think it might be out of the realm of safety, but how fantastic on Halloween to have a robot dog that wanders through your yard and then just fires on something.
Yeah, the future of Halloween, you know, just got a little different, huh?
Oh my God. I can't tell you how cool that is. All right, listen, I got a million ideas. I just wanted to say congratulations on the Terminator.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for being such a fan.
Listen, anytime. All right, you stay right there, Quinn. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Quinn, I there's a little bit of sadness in me because I feel like Quinn has had this business now for 9 years and he's not as excited as I am about it.
Yeah, I take him as a goth vibe.
Yeah. I'm like, Quinn, you know, I'm sure he's tired of people going like, aren't you just going to be the greatest thing you've ever had in your whole
and
life?
He's like, yeah,
like,
I know.
Like the dude who manages the strip club. You're like, oh my God, every day you get to see naked chicks all day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Calm down.
Cool, Beavis. Pretty cool.
Jake, is there any chance we ask Kiss our way into a Terminator?
I've already asked. He said they're into production now, so I've already started the, oh, if there's any, something that's imperfect, not imperfect with the, obviously with the fire, but with the dog, something we can work around. That's what I'm trying to get.
I'd even go as far as asking what the hard cost, like if we could get a wholesale.
Yeah, I mean, that's the angle I'll take then.
Yeah, because I mean, I could probably drink my way into a, I don't want to say out loud, it's like $4,000.
Why do you say problem?
But it's a robot dog with a flamethrower, man.
It is security. What's the price of your safety?
What I'd like to do is him be my lookout for Buddy at the dog park. I'm like, he's your emotional pet, he's a security guard. He's Buddy's security guard. I'm like, Buddy, I don't want your dog might bite my dog. Your dog, I don't want your dog around. My dog's a very special, sweet dog, and I can't have anybody harming him.
Especially if it's got the two-way on it where you can go, please stand back. Please stand back. You have been warned.
Yeah. I'm like, Buddy, he's a sweet boy. I can't have people harming him. I just think maybe he could be the patrol dog while Buddy's out doing his thing, having a good time.
If you go to throwflame.com and watch the videos, it's exactly like something out of Terminator, like the dog that Schwarzenegger would have had, like something with him to send them off.
Oh, the video. I've already got the video planned in my land of the dog walking through the trails, through the woods, and then the laser coming out, and then he comes upon my burn pile and just fires the whole thing up, at which point you have to make sure that you preloaded it with diesel and just a wee bit of gasoline, just so you got a little fumes there. From 30 feet away, it hits, it just goes... Oh, I'm shooting this movie in my head, friends. Shooting this movie in my head. Oh, are you kidding me? Homemade. We just need to make like cardboards and spray paint them silver, like bad robot outfits.
Yes.
And then the dog comes out. Like,
robots that pop out from behind trees.
Yes. 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 Yeah. You know, I've got a 8.5 foot tall inflatable gorilla suit.
There's that too.
Chub suit. I know, terrible name, but it's called Chub suit. Have you seen these?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I may or may not have bought one. For no reason other than it's an 8 foot tall inflatable gorilla suit that looks so good. The arms are stick 2 feet off your arms and you get it inside. It's a harness and then you inflate it.
Oh, this is like stuff they use like at Disney at the parks. Yeah. So you hold the big rails and that. Yeah.
Yes. And his head is like above my head. And when you walk, like it looks like you are a giant crazy gorilla. Like. I know.
Your casting's already done.
Oh, dude, I almost knocked stuff off the wall at my house because I've been drinking and I decided to put it on and I was swinging around the house knocking stuff off the goddamn tables.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never seen this?
I haven't seen yours. I haven't seen that one.
I don't know how to find it in my...
I'm more so hung up on the fact that comedians and stuff would come into town if we can get this dog and you invite them out to the land and you're like, well, what do you want to show me? I've got a laser-guided fire dog. Excuse me, what?
I know, man.
That's so kick-ass.
Well, you remember when Josh came out, Josh Blue, and we were shooting the XL-15.
And Josh is up for anything.
Yeah. So we were out at the land. He's like, show me your flamethrower. And those who don't know, Josh has cerebral palsy. And the reason that's relevant is his hands aren't as... he doesn't have as much dexterity as we might like.
Right.
So we put him in. Remember, I bought the fire truck. And so we put him in a fire coat that came with the truck, like a full fireman's jacket and a hat, a fireman's helmet.
Like a full helmet with the blast shield and all of it,
And got it all turned on. And then I stood back on my phone and I took him out on the deck. But at one point, he's laughed so hard, he goes up in the air, the helmet falls onto the deck. But as he laughs to turn and look at it, he turns and sets my deck on fire. It's like,
hi, everybody. It's me, Fire Marshal Blue, and I'm here to start your fire.
Helmet.
Shouldn't let me have
this. That's when the dick got on fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.